Up next on American Restoration.
Trying to find these attachments is going to be tough.
You know me, I can track down anything.
I'm extremely concerned. If we can't find them, I'm going to be the one in trouble. So if you want to put polo gear in there,
what if it was grass inside?
Oh, now that would be cool.
That's a baby incubator. Look, explosion proof.
What?
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
I'm Rick, how can I help you?
Bill, I got this old clock that I'm hoping you can do something with.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, what kind of clock is this?
It's an electric alarm clock, but the interesting thing about it is it gives electric shocks.
Gives a shock? Like an alarm clock, you go reach up to shut it off and it give you a jolt, wake your ass out of bed?
No, it's some kind of medical treatment. You know, back in the early 1900s, they used to give shocks for health kind of reasons.
Oh, yeah. Electrotherapy was a huge fad back in the 19th century, but most of it turned out to be pseudoscience. And I've never seen an electrocuting clock before. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I picked up the alarm clock online. It was just too cool to pass up. I'm just kind of into quack medicine kind of things and just thought it'd be cool.
It's pretty wild. It's got all kinds of little levers and...
Yeah, actually, I have an article on a 1910 magazine that showed a picture of what it looked like back then.
Wow, that is so cool. So that must be the attachments right here. You'd probably hold on to this one to zap yourself. And it also says it has stuff to examine the throat and the mouth. That's pretty cool. Yeah, it looks like this is where those attachments were. Uh-huh. Do you have any of them, or?
I don't have any of them. I'm not exactly sure they even exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, well, I have a guy that just started working here that knows quite a bit about a little of everything. You mind if I bring him in and, like, have him, let him look at this?
No, that'd be very cool.
I've never seen one of these clocks before, so I'm hoping that Leonard knows something about it.
Rick, hey, you want to see me?
Yeah, Leonard, come here. You ever seen anything like that?
This is cool. Shock the out of you in bed.
This is a Darche clock. Darche made some of the first electric clocks in the U.S., including these babies right here, for both time-telling purposes and medical purposes. I mean, you would find this clock by a hospital bed of, let's say, a patient recovering from surgery. The doctor would hook the patient up to this coil here and send electric pulses through their muscles. And the patient gets his muscle therapy to recover from surgery or whatever.
That's really cool. All right, so you want it to work?
Yes. I have teenage daughters. I'm thinking when the boys come over for dates, I'll let them try it out.
Instead of using the gun, you're going to say, hey, come check out my thing.
Check out my new clock.
All right, so I definitely can make it all look good, but making it work is what I think you want for your daughters.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And then secondly, trying to find these attachments to this thing, I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to find
them. Hey, Rick. You know me, I can track down anything. So no worries, no sweat.
Very cool.
I'm extremely concerned. I mean, he already told the customer that we could find the parts, and if we can't find them, I'm gonna be the one in trouble. So to tear it apart, try to find some attachments, get some new batteries, give it all the right kind of finish, and then, of course, make it work again. And I'm looking probably right around $700 to do the whole piece.
$700, huh?
Yeah.
It'll be back to new.
New again. It's going to look new. Hopefully have the attachments.
Get a shock?
And you should be able to get the shock, yes. Yes, absolutely.
It's more than I wanted to spend. But... it's just too cool. I got to do it.
Yeah.
Way cool.
I'm surprised that Rick can find all these parts because I've looked around out there and I just don't see them. And I hope he can do it.
This is the alarm clock?
Yeah.
I was expecting something a little bit bigger.
Nope.
Let's be careful taking it apart because the clock mechanism's old and it might be really delicate.
Oh!
Dude, be careful. Look, it's still going.
That's so badass.
That's awesome.
Whoa. It's like being inside a Rolex.
I mean, like, I'm scared to even touch it because you touch one thing or bend a lever the wrong way.
Let's take a picture of it before it falls apart.
It's so cool that the mechanism on this clock is still ticking. I mean, this thing's over 100 years old. Talk about well made.
You haven't broken one thing yet. Isn't that great?
Ow.
Hey,
I'm Rick. My dad, Rick Cameron.
Good to meet you, bud. So what's he looking for?
He's looking for like a polo locker. He has a polo club, and so something to put his mallets and his gear and jersey and balls and all that kind of stuff inside. So
like the polo pony.
Polo on a horse, not in the Speedo and swimming.
Right.
Polo's big in California. There's a lot of clubs.
Yeah.
I'm from Seattle, and so I'm building a club in Seattle.
Oh.
And so
cool.
I want something that's going to be, you know, like center field and the big tournament weekends.
Just as a display piece.
Just a display piece.
Okay. I got a couple ideas. Let's come on over here. I got it.
Awesome.
Polo is one of the oldest team sports, and to try to marry that with something that has some significance in history and refurbish it, I think it's just a great idea. And then on tournament weekends, I want to bring it out and showcase it and put it right in center field.
Okay, so this might be a cool option. This is an old acetylene generator. Used to make gas and stuff, but I'm really thinking that maybe we can put these mallets through here and they'd be exposed a little bit, maybe cut this out.
That'd be cool, but the mallets are like 52 inches, so they're pretty tall. And I'd like something to really display like all the gear. So like a player's boots and knee pads and their helmet, the mallets, and then, you know, some balls.
Yeah, that probably won't work. I think I got a better idea over here. What do you think about this gas pump? This is actually a 1939 to 45 Wayne gas pump. And this was actually one of their prettiest pumps they ever built. So it's got the shoulders on it.
Yeah, this has got the right length and size to hold mallets. You can have a little bit of space as long as you get rid of everything inside.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, so I'll cut this out all the way around like that, and then we'll glass that whole thing. Okay, so you can see all the way into it. Okay, so now that we sort of figured out the inside stuff, what are you seeing it being done on the outside?
Well, I went through and designed a logo, and I've got team jerseys, and the jerseys are like a charcoal, and then they've got like navy, and then a real pop of bright green.
Well, what about if we take and put these shoulders in wood grain?
Oh, no, that'd be cool.
Okay, and then we do the navy through here.
Through the center, yeah.
And then on the inside, we're gonna have to take all this out. And since polo's played on a field, I'm thinking, what if it was grass inside?
Oh, now that would be cool.
Right?
That would be cool.
Right?
That'll play up the green theme?
Yeah, have the boots
like they're on grass?
Yeah. Give it some grass.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so that's starting to take shape. I love it. This polo display case is going to look awesome. But creating something one of a kind takes extra time and energy, and that costs money. So I just hope this guy doesn't get sticker shock. All right, so let's say I go ahead, do the interior, paint it all up the way you want it painted, do the wood grain on the sides, polish all this trim and everything, then mount everything. I'm looking at about, probably 10 grand to do the whole thing.
It's definitely more than I had budgeted, but this is something I'm building for the community. We don't have any place where people can come out and stomp divots and drink champagne.
Yeah.
So I have pretty high expectations, but I think this is going to be pretty great. Let's do this.
Awesome.
Let's do this.
Cool.
Okay. There's a lot of pressure on Rick to deliver because when I have my tournaments, my goal is to have 1,000 people. And I want this to be front and center right next to the announcer.
It's a violet ray. It's another electroshock device.
Don't point that thing at me.
Here's some boots, a jersey. The customer sent way more stuff than I expected to fit into this display pop.
Holy what is all this?
Let's check down some alarm clock parts, yeah.
Don't you worry, they are in there.
All right.
We're restoring this early 1900s medical alarm clock, but we're missing the attachments that will make it deliver the electrical shock.
Oh, man.
Leonard promised that he would find them.
I can track down anything.
But I sent Brentley out with him to make sure that he does.
They're in there. I know it.
Maybe one more store?
Okay, it's right around the corner. We're almost here.
We've been all over town looking for these parts. I gotta keep this on track or my head's gonna explode.
How you doing? Welcome to Vintage Vegas.
Here we go.
What? That can't be what we're looking for.
That's a baby incubator.
No.
From like 1950. Yeah. Look, explosion proof.
Hospitals in the 1950s would pump pure oxygen into baby incubators, which was highly explosive. But these guys could guarantee that the parts inside would not make contact with any explosive gases. Imagine how harsh the 50s were, where you had to guarantee that your baby would not explode.
But this thing ain't got no clock parts.
Eyes on the prize, man.
Here we go. This might be exactly what we're looking for. It's a violet ray. It's another electroshock device, just like a clock is. Another piece of vintage medical quackery.
Don't point that thing at me.
See this hole?
Yeah.
You would put a glass electrode into the hole. And there were all sorts of glass electrodes. They even had one to help cure the common cold. Take the electrodes, stick it up your nose.
So, is this what we need?
Well, if we had the control box that contained the interrupter, we would have exactly what we need. But I don't really see the control box around here. I was hoping to scavenge the box for parts, but I don't think they have it.
I don't think you should stress. We're at the end of the store.
Come on, okay. Okay, let's keep looking. I mean, no. I told Rick I would find this. I mean, Rick is going to get upset.
But we also told Rick we'd be done by now.
Yeah.
Need to get going.
Well, it looks like I got myself into a little pickle here.
Can you get us a table?
Yeah.
We just got this box of Polo equipment from the client.
You got that gas pump frame, cowboy?
Okay, let's get everything out.
Hey.
This is the mallet, okay?
Is it bamboo?
Yeah. This is like a very wealthy sport. Only the best.
Why'd you say that's a trash can?
Well, that's for the champagne.
Man, why are these people so fancy?
What the hell is that?
A bridle hook?
Beer holder.
Here's some boots.
Holy.
What is all this?
This box is like a clown car. We gotta figure out how we're gonna mock it up to where we can fit all this gear inside this pump. This is everything that he wants inside the pump.
Yeah, right.
The boots are there.
Put a mallet in there.
Can you hold two things, Tyler? I think what we need to do is attach everything with wire.
Hold on.
About here with helmet, right?
Yeah, you can't see the jersey.
You're gonna have to lower the jersey, right?
Yeah, but the knee pads are gonna be in the way.
Right. All right, so let's try moving everything up 1 inch.
I can't see it.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, get them where you want them. Okay, let go. And then we can put this bridle hook right here as a ball holder. Look.
What do you think? You like that, Rick?
I mean, it looks like a mess at the moment, but I like it.
The biggest thing is how to mount each one of those things without seeing all those wires. I want it looking like it's suspended in air. Even though we found a way to fit everything in there, making a gas pump feel like it was meant to hold Polo equipment is gonna be tough. I can see it in my head, but I don't know how we're gonna get there.
Ted, remember that shocking alarm clock?
Right.
Bradley and I have been looking for parts all over town, and we couldn't find them.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking maybe you can help me make the parts.
Okay, well, what exactly is it that you need?
The most important component are the electrodes that administer the shock. They're cylindrical tubes. They have to conduct electricity.
They have wires that attach to them.
Of course.
Well, let's head into the fab room. We'll see what we can come up with.
I really appreciate it.
Everything's cylindrical, so we're probably going to make the majority of that on the lathe.
Cool, the lathe.
Okay, Leonard, probably the handle for the electrode is going to be the easiest thing to start with. So we'll chuck this up in the lathe. We'll take just a little tiny bit of metal off the outside just to make sure it's perfectly smooth and round. And then we can hollow it out for the shaft of the handle to go through. Safety glasses on. There you go.
All right.
Let's get rolling.
Okay, here we go. Wow, look at that shine. Oh, that is beautiful.
Okay. There, how's that? Now it's nice and perfectly round. We're gonna bore a hole in the middle of this. So, watch and learn. All right, you just slowly feed the drill bit. So now we're creating a hole that's perfectly round, and then we're gonna use a different attachment that will allow me to create threads on the inside of the hole. Look at that, just like magic. So you go find some wood for the handle, and I'll get busy on this.
Got it. Oh, thanks so much.
Take your time finding that wood now. Oh my goodness.
A customer wants us to turn an old gas pump into a Polo display case. And getting all that gear into such a small space has been no easy task. So I had my guys custom fabricate special mounts for the pads, the helmet, and the mallets. And then I added in a few more special touches to really take this project to a new level. I'm really proud of the way this thing turned out. I just hope the customer feels the same way.
Rick!
Yeah?
Cameron's here!
Hey, Cameron.
Rick, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good seeing you.
Good seeing you.
Yeah.
So you ready to see it?
I'm ready to see
it.
Okay,
it's right over
here. Let's go.
I gotta tell you that all that stuff you sent, to be able to put it in that pump, I didn't think I was ever gonna make it.
Really?
All right, Cameron, you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's see this thing.
Here we go. One, two, three. Check it out.
Oh, look at that!
I gotta tell you that everything that you sent, I didn't think it was gonna fit.
I'm here at Rick's to pick up a locker to hold Polo gear. I have some pretty high expectations for this locker, and I'm really hoping that Rick can pull it off.
Here we go. One, two, three. Check it out.
Oh, look at that. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Rick, man, you did it. Oh, that is beautiful. You've got the jersey in the back, the boots, the helmet, everything. Oh, and the champagne. Oh, I love it. And the bridle hooks for the balls. That's awesome. Oh, look at the grass, man. The grass. Rick, I never expected anything like this.
There's a lot to that little bad boy right
there.
No
kidding.
What we did is we took the pump all the way apart, and I ended up with just a frame. And then we went and painted the frame. Ted did all this wood grain. Then we painted the doors to match the blue in your logo. It was sort of like a little puzzle, sticking everything in there and making it look good.
So you open it up like this. We mounted all this bracket inside there to be able to hold these mallet heads.
The helmet's on a hook that comes from the back of the wood.
And down in here, you can sort of see that
boots and the knee pads are all mounted. So the only thing, when you shake it around, that's going to move is these glasses.
These glasses.
Yep. And if you look inside there, you can sort of see the mirror up on top. So you can see the tops of the mallets. It just looks like a larger space with everything reflecting off of each other in there. Check out the back.
Oh,
my gosh, I love it. Look at the pure horsepower. Oh, I love that.
So on the top of it, we ended up putting your logo with the Seattle Equestrian Club on there. So we polished it all out, and then again, your logo here. So on the back half, it still looks like a pump.
Oh, I love it.
A little different than that rusty old pump before.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, I can't believe the transformation. Oh, I'm so excited. And the champagne on the side. I want a glass now, right?
You want to toast one up?
Oh, let's toast to this.
Everything that he picked is so elegant. All the materials and the colors, you know, they call it the sport of kings, and this piece definitely looked like it was built for a king.
It's a great project, Rick.
We've been working really hard on this alarm clock. Leonard wasn't able to find the parts, so Ted's been busting his ass to try to get them done on time.
Bill's here for the alarm clock.
Hey, hey
Bill.
Hey, good to see you again.
How you been? Thanks, Ty.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Let's go. It's in the back. Oops. Leonard?
Yeah.
You're coming with me, too.
All right.
Here it is.
All right, so you dropped it off a little while ago, but what do you remember?
It was in parts. It looked ugly and dingy, and it was a mess.
Yeah, it was bad, right? All right, so you ready for this thing?
Yeah, let's see it.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, look at that shine. It looks so different, it's hardly recognizable. Is it the same thing I brought here?
It is the same exact.
It is, that's a miracle. So how'd you do it?
When it came in, you know, it was a little decrepit, it was missing some pieces, and the metal was really rusty. Because of the era, it wouldn't have been chromed, but we wanted it with some shine. I wanted it to pop.
Yeah,
you know,
I wanted it to look
like a really beautiful piece. So we nickel plated all the exposed metal, because that's the material that would be period correct for something that was made before 1935. And then on the bottom, see all the connections going on down in there? The stuff that was inside there was so rotted that you couldn't tell what wire went where. So we basically had to start all over and figure out how it worked. That part was very difficult. We figured out where everything goes. This here's the lever that changes the settings. So let's say we're in the hospital and you want the nurse to come in and you can't yell, you know, across the hospital. So we turn this to the call bell.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, and then it would notify somebody and they'd hear it.
That's pretty cool.
Now, if you remember, Leonard promised that he could find all the attachments, but that didn't quite work out. So Ted actually ended up making all these parts off of your picture.
I can't believe you recreated them, from a picture.
This is actually a tongue depressor with a light in the end of it.
All right.
These two are actually the shock units. So you would hold on to this and you'd get that jolt.
All right, but the real question is, does it shock?
So because Leonard didn't find the parts,
right.
Leonard's gonna take the first hit, if you know what I mean.
I'm good with that.
Well, I'll be your medical guinea pig. I gotta do what I gotta do.
All right, so the nurse would give the patient the negative side. There you go, you're gonna hold that. And then the nurse would hold the positive side down here in the wooden handle so it's insulated, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna turn it on. Okay, here we go, you ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead, let it rip.
Okay.
Jump on that end. So you awake?
I feel like Zeus, the god of lightning, with electricity surging through my arms.
So, did it hurt?
It doesn't hurt, but you definitely feel the jolt go through your muscles. This is really cool.
I'm nearly speechless. It was such a big project. That's awesome.
Good.
Thank you so very
much.
Thank you. And I'm excited to set it up in my living room and scare off my daughter's prospective dates. It's going to be fun.
Come ready for another hit.
You only get one a day, Leonard.